The news out of Iraq is dominating headlines in many places around the globe. A different crisis is captivating people in Israel. It's a search for three Israeli teenagers who went missing last week. Israel says they were abducted by Hamas militants, and that sparked Israel's biggest offensive against Hamas in the West Bank in more than a decade. But there's a parallel offensive happening online. Daniel Estrin reports on that from Tel Aviv.
Even before local media reported that the Israeli teenagers were apparently abducted, the rumors were making the rounds. A dozen university student activists, leaders of pro-Israel student advocacy groups, started chatting on WhatsApp, brainstorming ideas for a campaign. When the news hit the Israeli media, they were ready to pounce.
Within 32 minutes, we had all of the Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, we had the research guys going, we had graphics guys already ready with things to be uploaded.
Israeli activist Emily Nielsen is one of the student organizers. Their hashtag campaign, Bring Back Our Boys. Remember when everyone was posing with signs saying, Bring Back Our Girls, after Boko Haram kidnaps Nigerian schoolgirls? That's the inspiration.
This isn't about Nigerians or Israelis or something specific happened in Israel. This is about terrorists are kidnapping kids.
The Bring Back Our Boys campaign went viral. Matis Yahu, the American Jewish reggae rapper, tweeted a selfie with the slogan. Yesterday, Israel's first lady did the same, just like Michelle Obama did for the Nigerian girls. But like most internet memes, the slogan has started to take on a life of its own.
For those terrorists who have kidnapped our kids.
An Arab-Israeli teenager received threats from the Arab-Israeli community after he posted this YouTube video in English, Hebrew, and Arabic.
You better bring them back.
He sides with Israel instead of with the Palestinians, as the Arab community in Israel tends to do. Meanwhile, Palestinians have appropriated the Bring Back Our Boys hashtag to call attention to Palestinian boys arrested by Israel. And some Palestinians are posting photos holding up three fingers to support the capture of the three Israeli teens in hopes that they can be traded for Palestinian prisoners in Israeli jails, like the prisoner exchanged 3 years ago with captured Israeli soldier Gilad Shalit. This Palestinian song on YouTube celebrates the kidnapped teens as three Shalits. A lot of the online content is coming directly from here, the Israeli army's social media headquarters. 40 young officers churn out infographics, blog posts, and videos 24/7. Lieutenant Colonel Peter Lerner heads the unit in Tel Aviv.
There's a vibe here, like a college dorm room and an advertising agency.
We're a bit of both, but at the end of the day, we're military. We are about getting the message out, so...
Two soldiers are writing English captions for a YouTube video of a nighttime raid at an office that broadcasts Hamas TV.
This is Hamas's official channel. Okay. Our objective is to close their offices.
Another soldier named Tamara was working on a Spanish language blog post about Hamas's civilian institutions. Some might call this unit a propaganda machine. Tamara says it's about fighting for public opinion.
I believe there's two battlefields. The first one is the actual battlefield, and the second one is in the internet.
Since the Israeli teens went missing last week, Israel has arrested more than 300 Palestinians, including some prominent politicians, and raided sites affiliated with the Hamas militant group. Israeli leaders say the military offensive is just beginning. And just like the Nigerian girls kidnapped by Boko Haram, the Israeli boys have not yet been found. For The World, I'm Daniel Estrin, Tel Aviv.